痛苦、苦难跟挑战。
In the first four chapters, they talk about seven churches that are suffering in the Gentile area.
所以使徒呢写这封信给散居在这土耳其中小小亚细亚地带的这些所谓的门徒们呢。
So this is a letter to the Asia Minor, the brothers and sisters.
因为他知道他们。
So he knew them.
他们在这个异教的世界里面。
In the Gentile area.
就是像我们现在我们基督徒生活也一样。
Similar to our Christian life nowadays.
我们都那时候我们就跟那时候的弟兄姊妹一样哦。
So we are similar to the brothers and sisters.
基督徒没办法想象的。
But many things happen unthinkable to Christians.
可是我们早上来主日聚会的时候呢，我们里面都有个渴望嘛。
But however, we hope on our way to the church.
我们渴望什么？
What are we hoping for?
我们渴望我们可以亲近我们的主耶稣基督。
So we'll be close to Christ Jesus.
我们渴望能够借着诗歌享受，或者是牧者的教导，或者是牧者的传讲，帮助我们这人跟我们的父神，跟我们的上帝有一个亲近的关系啊。
Enjoy celebration and the preaching so that we can have a close relationship to the Lord.
因为在我们一周的七天里面。
Because during the 7 days of the week.
可能我们有前面的六天，礼拜一到礼拜六。
So Monday through Saturday.
我们都活在不同的世界里面。
So we live in a different world.
所以基督徒每天的生活有两种力量在牵扯着。
So there are two forces a struggle against each other.
一种力量就是能够帮促使你们来到教会里面来敬拜的力量。
One draws you to the church to worship.
那是什么力量？
So what kind of strength?
那是因为有圣灵在你里面的那个圣灵的力量。
That's the power of the Holy Spirit guiding you.
圣灵给你驱使你说你主日要来这个教会里面。
Holy Spirit urged you to come to church to worship.
圣灵告诉你说，我必须来教会，因为前面六天的生活，我被撒旦的力量拉得实在太远了。
Because the first 6 days were influenced by Satan, so we need to come to church.
所以我们借着主日来到亲近神、跟神恢复约的关系的时候
，So we come back to the church with this covenant relationship.
多多少少帮助我们能够晚上的力量，晚上啊，跟我们的父神亲近一点。
So that we can be closer to the God in heaven.
So, 基督徒，我们每天的生活
so our daily lives,
都有这两股力量在牵的。
So there's always constant forces struggle against each other.
一股力量是把你往上拉的。
So one drawing you upward.
可是很大的力量是把你往下扯的。
But the stronger force is putting you down.
哦，那你这个人呢，对很多事情看的你觉得蛮失望的。
So you may be disappointed with many things.
那保罗写这信的目的
，So the purpose for Paul to write this epistle，
就是要帮助那些在每天生活里面在两股力量挣扎的基督徒，怎么样能够继续走他们属天的路程。
So helping struggling Christian to walk on the path to heaven。
那这就是这本书的负担。
So this is the purpose of this book。
啊，第一章。
So the first chapter one.
保罗强调了我们是被神所拣选的。
Talk about chosen by God.
他强调我们这个人做个基督徒，我们要谨慎自守。
So we have to be secular.
谨慎自守，他那第一章讲的，如果你用希腊文白话的讲的话
，So we need to be vigilant.
就是说你脑袋要清楚了。
To be clear-minded.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们常常脑袋不清楚。
Sometimes we're not clear-minded.
我们不晓，我们虽然是基督徒
Even though we're Christian,
可是我们常常想的跟主没有关系。
But we often think about many things not related to.
我们虽然做个基督徒哈
，Even though we're Christian,
其实我们认为我们自己脑袋很清楚哈。
We thought we have clear mind.
那彼得说哈，其实我们头脑不是清楚的。
But we're not.
那头脑清楚的表现是什么
？So what's the manifestation of a clear mind?
就是要谨慎自守。
So be vigilant.
谨慎自守的意思是什么
？About what?
就是。二章第一节一开始说的
，So that's chapter two.
你们要去除一切污秽、恶毒、嫉妒、一切罪的事情。
So get rid of vice and all the other unclean thoughts.
好，那这样来到所谓的二章第四节。
So let's come to chapter two, verses four.
他说，作为一个基督徒
，So as a Christian,
你必须了解你的身份。
You have to understand your status.
你要知道，你每天过的生活，你不是蒙神喜悦，你就是过着蒙神所厌恶的生活。
If you're not pleasing to God, you are displeased Him.
所以你的生活要谨慎自守。
So you need to be vigilant.
谨慎自守很重要的原因就是你脑袋要清楚。
You have to have a clear mind.
然后大青年就说：“你知道你为什么要信主的吗？”
You have to know why you believe in Christ.
你知道你为什么要成为一个基督徒的吗？
Why be a Christian?
你知道你为什么在主日的早晨，你不去跟世人一样享受世界的东西，来到这个殿堂里面来敬拜父吗？
Why not enjoy Sunday instead of coming to the church to worship?
也就是说，如果你清楚的话，
If you have clear mind.
哦，他说那叫渴慕那个灵奶。
So you will thirst for the spiritual milk.
你要像出生的婴孩一样，渴慕那个主耶稣的话语。
Like a newborn thirst for God's word.
那弟兄姊妹，我想大部分你们可能都是父母，甚至是祖父母都是了哈。
So many of you parents and even grandparents are Christian.
你想一个婴孩他肚子饿的时候呢，他会怎么表现呢？
So how would baby behave when they were hungry?
小孩子如果你放在那 cradle 那个婴孩床里面。
So in the crib, if a baby is hungry,
如果他饿的时候，他会怎么表现？
So how would it behave?
他会在那边说，他会跟你讲 ，Daddy, Mommy, I'm hungry 吗
？So would they tell you they're hungry?
爸爸妈妈，我饿了吗
？Would they tell you they're hungry?
婴孩不会这样子的。
So infant would not tell you.
婴孩会大哭的。
They only cry loudly.
对，他会叫，哭得很大声。
And very, very louder and louder.
那个哭不是很 gentle 的，不是很温柔的哭吗？
So it's not just weekly.
我不晓得你们，我的小儿子在这里哈。
My youngest son is here.
他饿的时候哈。
When he was hungry.
他是哇哇，他是这样叫的。
So it just like cry out very loud.
那保罗彼得的意思哈。
So what Peter meant.
弟兄姊妹们，我们渴慕那个上帝的话语。
So we thirst for God's word.
你要像小孩去哭啊。
Just like a baby.
哦，你看到圣经的时候。
So when you read Bible,
你有没有说主啊，我没有我，如果你不用话来喂我，如果你不让话语来弥补我里面空虚心灵的需要，主啊，我不行啊。
So you need to fill me, you need to fill my void.
这就是渴慕那个灵奶的态度啊。
So this is the attitude thirst for the spiritual milk.
所以我们对主的话语渴慕到一个程度啊。
So when we thirst for God's word,
不给我吃我不行啊。
So you got to have it.
然后再来呢？
So furthermore,
那你我们是那活石。
So we are also the living stone.
哦，所以第四节。
Verses 4.
说你们来到那活石面前，他虽然被人弃绝，却是神所拣选、所珍贵的。
So as you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him.
你们也就像活石，被建造成一座属灵的殿宇，进入圣洁的祭司体系。好，借着耶稣基督现在献上蒙神悦纳的属灵祭物。
You also like living stone are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Amen. 往下，哎，又不行了。麻烦，麻烦有人控制一下。第五节到第五节，第四、第五、第六，对，哦，第二节，因为经上记着，看哪，我在锡安放一块蒙拣选的珍贵的房角石，信靠他的人绝不至于蒙羞。
For the scripture says, "See, I laid a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame."
这样对你们信的人来说，它是珍贵的；但是对那些不信的人来说，却是工匠所弃绝的石头。它已经成了房角的头块石头。
Now to you who believe, the stone is precious; but to those who do not believe, the stone the builder rejected has become the cornerstone.
并且是一块绊脚的石头，使人绊倒的磐石。他们绊倒是因为不肯信从这话语，而这也是被预定的。
And a stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for.
So Peter 帮助我们看到，你做个基督徒，你对神的话、对主的话，你必须渴慕像婴孩一样。
So Peter taught us, as a Christian, you should be thirsty for the spiritual milk.
你不给你吃，你就要哭着去要。
So you should cry for it.
那再来，他们看到，其实你们来到主的面前，你跟主一连接的时候，你就成为一个活石。
And then you'll be a living stone in front of Christ.
为什么说主是活石呢？
So what about the living stone?
弟兄姊妹，活石哈，英文的用法叫做oxymoron 哈。
So in English, oxymoron.
意思就是说，它这石头是死的嘛。
So it's a dead stone.
那石头怎么会是活的呢
？So how can a stone be living?
那活石的意思是连于主耶稣死而复活这件事来讲的。
Because Jesus Christ died and resurrected.
那我们每一个人在神的殿宇里面，我们每个人就块一块石头。可是我们来到他面前，只要我们跟主一连结的时候
，So we were just like a stone, but once we came to the church to be connected to Christ.
那我本来是一个死石头。
So we were a dead stone.
那我也变了一个活石。
Then we become a living stone.
那个建造这个灵，这个 spiritual 这灵宫的是神。
So God built a spiritual temple.
那它的基础就是房角石是耶稣基督。
The cornerstone is Jesus Christ.
每个人我们都是上面建筑的材料。
So we are all the material to build the holy temple.
那盖这房子的蓝图就是主耶稣的话。
The blueprint is Jesus' word.
所以彼得又在跟我们讲啊。
So Peter repeated told us.
他说你们这散居在各地的基督徒啊。
So the scattered Christian in all
over. 你在你们地方的时候，每一个教会其实就是你们的上帝借着你们透过基督耶稣在建立的一个 spiritual house， 一个灵宫。
So where you are, you were to build a spiritual house.
那在座的每一位跟在Zoom上面听外面听的人呢，你每一个人都是这灵宫的活石。
So everyone listening to the message is a living stone in the spiritual house.
那这灵宫的主权是谁呢？
So who owns the spiritual house?
是神。
It's God.
那这建筑者是谁呢？
Who built the spiritual house?
也是神。
Also God.
那里面的材料是谁呢？
So what about the material?
就是我们。
It's us.
所以今天你有一个人进到这个教会的时候，
So when you come to a church,
他就像一块活石一样，
Just like a living stone.
在接上这个灵宫。
So connected to the spiritual house.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个灵宫的建，这个灵宫的建造哈，到现在还在进行中。
So the building of a spiritual house is ongoing.
在属地上，神要建造属他的一个，他可以居住的一个殿宇，一个灵宫。
So on earth, Jesus is going to build a spiritual house for him to live.
主耶稣也跟我们说，他复活到父神那里，也会预备我们属天我们所居住的房间。
Jesus also told us he's going to the Father's and prepare a house for us.
所以在地上所建造的
，the what we build on earth，
就是反映哪一天我们在天上每个人可以享受的。
So we can enjoy a spiritual house on heaven, in heaven.
所以彼得说，你们要知道。
So that's why Peter said you should know.
你们是活石。
So you are the living stone.
那再接下去呢？
So to be continued.
这是我今天的主要负担呢。
So that's what I'm going to talk about today.
彼得又说了哈，他说唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德，你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellency of him who has called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light.For you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，因为时间的话，我就不一篇一篇的走过了。那我就直接从经节来讲。
So let me study, explain the verses.
那彼得说了哈。
So Peter wrote.
只有你们。
So only you.
唯有就是只有的。
So only you.
没有别的。
No others.
世界上有各种不同种族的人。
So there are many people on earth.
有不同文化背景的。
Different culture, different background.
有肤色有不一样的。
And different color.
可是只有你们是被拣选的。
But only you were chosen.
弟兄姊妹，你要说被神蒙拣选不是很容易的事情哦。
So it's not easy to be chosen by God.
我不晓得你们有没有，你们假如我举个例好了。
So let me give you an example.
你做一个爸妈的
，So as a parents，
假如你有一个宝贵女儿好了
So let's talk about assume you had a daughter.
那你宝贵女儿有一天她认识一个男朋友。
And then she had a boyfriend.
那你做爸爸妈妈的会不会紧张啊？
So are you nervous being parents?
假如有一天你女儿回家了哈。
So one day your daughter left home.
她突然说爸爸妈妈。
So dear mom and dad.
啊，我今天认识一个男朋友了。
So I got a boyfriend.
那你们的反应是一定很紧张的。
So you must be nervous.
啊，所以你们想到的是什么？
So what's on your mind?
女儿所交往的对象。
So befriend with your daughter.
是不是我这个爸妈所愿意来接受的
？Pleasing to us, acceptable.、
啊、我以我自己为例好了。
So just took myself as example.、
啊、我跟师母刚认识的时候。
When I first knew my wife.、
啊、我们是在 我们在 Iowa 念研究所的时候了。
We were in graduate school in Iowa.
那有一天，她跟我岳父岳母说。
So she told her parents,
她说我认识一个男孩子。
I get to know a boy.
现在在交往中。
So we're good friends.
岳父岳母一听到。
So her parents heard about it.
二话不说。
So immediately.
在台湾买了机票。
So bought a ticket.
要飞过来。
And flew to Iowa.
马上飞过来。
Right away.
他们要看这女儿认识的这臭小子是谁嘛。
They want to know who.Who the man my daughter befriend?
他说这个男的到底是哪一分哪个是到底他是谁啊
？So who this man is?
那为什么他可以？为什么我女儿会喜欢他
？Why my daughter likes him?
那弟兄姊妹们，爸妈在选举女婿的，在看这女婿，其实就是一个拣选啊。
So chosen son-in-law is the same. It's a choice. It's a chosen.
后来他们来了，来到 Iowa 了，看到我了。
So they came to Iowa and saw me.
那就是还是在交往中嘛。
So we're still in a relationship.
那我当然要装得很谦卑啊。
So I appear to be humble.
我就算有脾气，我也不敢发啊。
So even though I had a temper, I held it.
那既然岳父岳母要一块吃饭的时候，我一定会装得很客套啊。
So I'm very hospitable.
那点东西我不敢点贵的。
So I picked not the expensive item.
为什么不敢点贵？怕他们说这男的浪费啊。
So that I'm not wasteful in front of them.
那要点就那先看看他们喜欢吃什么、啊。
Then also pick what they liked first.
我才看他们尽量了解我的岳父岳母喜欢什么，我做他们喜欢的事啊。
So that I get to know them, what they like, and
behave. 我相信我们能够成为女婿都是不简单的呢。
So it's not easy to become a son-in-law.
我这样很实在的哦。
So it's very practical.
我跟我的师母要订婚了，要准备那个，我就回台湾跟我岳父岳母去找那餐厅啊，因为那时候师母在准备她的博士论文嘛，我一个人就跑回去先预备嘛。
So we engaged, prepare for the wedding. I went back to Taiwan.
我那时候发现一个事实。
So I found a fact.
啊，这个女婿永远是那个岳父大人的仇敌。
So son-in-law always the enemy of the father of the bride.
那时候我已经要娶他女儿了。
Because I was to marry his daughter.
那我们去找那个餐厅，要看要怎么安排餐厅啊，几桌几桌这样子，对吧
？So we arranged for a banquet in a restaurant.
然后我岳父要走楼梯下来哈。
So my father-in-law walked down the aisle.
那时候他很年轻啊，才五十出头而已嘛，那快六十了这样子。
He was in his 50s, not quite 60.
可是我们做女婿的嘛。
So、as a son,
未来要女婿的，就去。我那时候是，你不管怎么说，就去扶他嘛。
So I to gave him a hand going downstairs.
那时候叫伯父，伯父我来扶你走下去。
So uncle, I help you going down.、
啊、那我岳父就说不用你扶了。
So it's not necessary.、
啊、可是他后来很爱我。
Then he became to love me.
跟我岳母都非常爱我。
And also my mother-in-law.、
啊、可是那时候我就觉得说，主啊，不是那时候觉得说，对一个岳父大人来说
，So for a father of the bride，
能够让一个不认识的一个男孩子来娶他的女儿
，and gave the daughter to a stranger，
而且是并没有完全认清楚这个男的是好是坏啊
，and he didn't know how the son-in-law will turn out，
就像我可以假装呢、啊、
，because everybody can pretend，
可是他们听的是谁的意见呢？
So who are they listening to?
还是女儿啊。
Of course, to the daughter.
因为女儿爱我啊。
Because the daughter loves me.
哦，所以弟兄姊妹们，我们在人在拣选的过程里面，你就像我在这个岳父岳母在拣选女婿的过程中哈。
So in the process of choosing, just like the parents.
你看这人跟人的互动是很好玩的。
So it's very interesting about the interaction between people.
可是神在拣选我们呢？
What about God chose us?
完全是他的怜悯。
Because His mercy.
完全是他的恩典哦。
His grace.
他不在乎我们这个人是好是坏哦。
Doesn't matter who we are.
他也不在乎你这个人聪明不聪明哦。
How smart you are.
他更不在意说你有钱没有钱哦。
Rich or not.
他也不在意说你到底学位拿了多少哦。
Do you have a degree?
这是他的怜悯哦。
Because His mercy.
他在意的是什么？
What does He have in mind?
就像师母爱我一样。
Just like my wife loves me.
弟兄姊妹，他在意就是说你爱不爱他。
Because will you love him back?
他在意是说你愿意把你一生交托给他吗？
You want to devote your life?
他在意是说你接受我成你一生救主的时候，你那个信心，几十年的基督徒做下来的，你的那个信心还在吗？
So as a savior, accepting the savior, we got to have faith.
神只在意这个而已啊。
So that's only matters to God, your faith.
我们被拣选。
So we're chosen.
我们跟别人不一样。
So we're different than others.
就像我进成了夏家的女婿一样。
Just I became the son-in-law.
所以我进到夏家里面。
When I go to her family.
所以我们成为神的女婿子女了。
So we're just like children and
son-in-law. 所以我们也进到上帝的家里面了。
Going to God's household.
这就是有君尊的祭司。
So with a royal priesthood.
有君尊的祭司，就是说你进到神的家中，神是在家里面做王的那一位。可是我们都是他家庭的一份子，我们在家庭中尽一个祭司的职位。
So God is king, and we are His priest.
就像我是他的女婿了。
So just like I am His son-in-law.
当然了，这现在是岳父岳母，永远是我的那个尊重的啊。
Of course, I respect the parents.
可是我成为夏家的一份子的时候。
So when I become a member of my in-law.
那个感觉跟以前没有结婚之前是完全不同的。
The feeling is totally different than before marriage.
那时候你听岳父岳母怎么讲你的时候。
So when your parents, when her parents talk about me.
你都认为说这是他们的爱哦。
Because they love me.
而且他们甚至爱你是爱一个地步哈。
They love me to a certain degree.
有时候会让女儿嫉妒哦。
Sometimes my wife's jealous of me.
我们进到这神的家里也就这个意思啊。
So it's the same going to God's household.
我们不仅是他爱的对象，是他的家人哦。
So we're not only his family, the object of his love.
而且我们还是一个祭司哦。
We also a royal priesthood.
意思说我是在家里面。
So in a household.
神给我一个工作哦。
God gave us some work.
就是我要把人带到神面前。
We need to bring others to His presence.
我要把神带到人的心里面呢。
So we need to bring God into others' heart.
我是夏家的一份子。
So I'm a member of my wife's household.
我跟我夏家出去吃饭呢，或者认叫叫他们帮我介绍给他朋友的时候。
So when they introduce me to their friends and relatives,
我就要顾到夏家人的面子啊。
So I need to honor them.
道理是一样的。
So it's the same token.
所以夏家里面有一个家风。
So there's a certain tradition in a household.
弟兄姊妹，在神的家里面。
So in a God's household,
他是圣洁的。
He's holy.
是一个圣洁，就是神的家风啊。
So holiness is God's tradition.
你在神的家里做他的家人。
So as his family.
你知道他家风是什么吗？
You have to know his legacy.
不能跟罪有份有关的呢。
So nothing to do with sin.
在教会里面聚会。
So gathering in church.
在参加小组会议。
Small group meeting.
参加团契活动。
Fellowship.
我们都要人家看我们有个家风耶。
So they should, they all look, they all watch us.
就是要圣洁。
Be holy.
然后让他看出，别人看到你的时候，别人看到我的时候。知道就是说这个人是夏家的女婿。
When they look at me, they know who I belong, which household.
怎么看出来的？
So how do they know?
因为他们慢慢发现，奇怪，你们这群人吃饭怎么都一样快啊。
The same speed in eating.
我第一次到他们家吃饭的时候。
First time I dined with them.
我岳母跟我讲啊。
So my mother-in-law told me,
做圣囚你要吃快一点。
So eat fast.
你吃慢你就没有饭吃了。
Otherwise, you will be left out, nothing left. 真的吗？ So is that true?
所以我就一吃哈。
So
我的饭才扒几口而已哈，一碗饭吃了一半哈。
So halfway through.
我岳父岳母两个舅舅他们全部都吃完了。
So everybody's done.
那桌上的菜也没有多少可以留给我解释。
And nothing left for me to eat.
所以他看到后来出去大家都吃很快的时候，我也吃很快了。
So I speed up.
那表示我跟房子弟兄姊妹，什么叫做南城县华人浸信会？
What does it mean to be a member of a CCBC SOC?
不仅是挂个牌子叫南城县华人浸信会，
Not just a sign, a Chinese Baptist Church of South Orange County.
而是他们看到你们就知道什么是南城县华人浸信会。
So when they see you, they recognize you are from CCBC SOC.
你们知道这意思吗？
Do you know what I mean?
因为牧师第二次来你们这里讲到了。
So when I first came to preach to you.
但从你们身上，我就可以看到你们的家风是什么。
So from how you behave, I can tell how this church is.
大家都很认真。
So everybody is serious and love God.
那这是家风啊。
So this is our legacy.
因为什么？
Why?
因为我们是属神的子民。
Because we're children of God.
都连于第十节。
So verses 10.
你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民。从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
You once were not a people, but now you are the people of God.
弟兄姊妹。
So you had not received mercy, but now you have mercy.
抱歉，牧师讲很明白的。
So it's very clear.
我们没有做基督徒之前，
Before becoming a Christian,
没有人把你当作人看的。
So nobody treat you.
你说牧师你怎么这样讲
？Nobody treat you as a person. How come?
你看那个浪子回头的故事。
So about the story of a prodigal son.
他要跟他的父亲分家产。
So he want to he share.
小孩子拿到家产跑出去了。
And took his
我相信他拿到家产之后出去一定是标准富二代的态度啦。
So that's endowment for the second generation.
他就开个一个名贵跑车，对不对？
So probably had a sports car.
到贵的餐厅吃饭，我到处结交朋友，对不对？口袋里面都 mark mark 的，看到人就撒钱嘛。
So he lived extravagantly.
后来他钱都花光了。
And spent all the endowment.
他朋友也都不见了。
And then all his friends were gone.
以前跟着他，哇，我们一起去赛车，一起去玩耍的，全都没有了。
So the patient wine and dine with him are now all gone.
他到一个地步哈，带个养猪的人家去要养猪的饲料吃哦。
So he went to live in a pig pen.
那养猪的在圣经的预表就是说，他从事的行业不是正常的行业。
So he was in a lowly profession.
人家他就说我养猪吃的哈，我至少养了猪哈，对我来讲都还有经济效益。我给你这个人吃啊，一点价值都没有。
So you were taking care of pig, and people didn't want to feed him.
我们以前没有信主之前，我们算不得子民。
So we were not a people before we accept Jesus.
在神面前，我们才有生存的价值。
So we don't have any value in front of God.
如果我们寻求在人面前成为人的子民的话，弟兄姊妹，那就是你头脑，抱歉，我先讲闽南语了哈，你的脑袋不清楚。
So you want to be a people? You need to have a clear mind.
我们是属神的子民哦。
So now we are children of God.
以前别人看我们完全是利用的价值哦。
So,In the past, people took advantage of us.
我现在是神的子民哦。
Now we're children of God.
我的身份不一样哦。
So we have different status.
我看事情的角度不同呢。
So we have different perspective.
我行事为人有个家风呢。
So now I have my own legacy.
我在一个家里面呢，一个稳固的家中，天父是做主做王掌权的咯。
So we're in a household, God is in heaven in charge.
而且我是被拣选的族类咯。
So I am a chosen people.
虽然我们有不同的肤色，
even though I have different skin color,
可是我们作为基督徒，
as a Christian,
我们这一群人，
as a people,
是神在创世之前就拣选了。
They chose us before the creation of this world.
没信主之前，没有人会怜悯我们的啦。
So we had not received mercy.
你说有没有
？Do you？
你说啊，有些人他不信主啊，他的慈善团体是有啊。
Because they said, oh, we have charity group.
那弟兄姊妹，我就问你们一个问题哈。
So I can ask you a question.
人的爱心有没有限度
？Is there a limit to people's love？
啊，抱歉了，就连长的弟兄姊妹啊，子女照顾，那中国人讲久病床前怎么样？无孝子啊。
So if you're sick for a long time, there's no obedient children.
对，你像现在俄国苏俄跟那个乌克兰打仗。
So at the war between Russia and Ukraine.
刚开始的时候，很多国家都很在热烈的帮忙，对不对
？So many people help at the beginning.
几个月拖下去了以后。
So several months later.
真的要撑的还是要靠他们自己啊。
So they have to rely on their own.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brother and sister.
只有神的爱跟怜悯才是永远的。
Only God's love and mercies are forever.
就算是你父母，我父母的爱与怜悯也都是有时间性的。
So even your parents' love and mercy are limited.
从前未曾怜悯。
So we had not received mercy.
我们现在却蒙了怜悯。
But now we have received mercy.
从前真的不算是个人。
So we are not a people.
现在我却是蛮有价值，蛮有生存意义，一个喜乐光明的基督徒。
But now we are children of God, a happy Christian.
我被我岳父岳母拣选了。
I'm chosen by my parents.
娶了他宝贵的女儿。
And I married their daughter.
可是他们有一个任务在我身上啊。
But their mission is on me.
做爸妈妈是什么？做爸妈妈们的知道是什么任务吗
？What kind of mission?
其实我不在意你赚不赚钱。
It doesn't matter how much you make.
但我想说这是有点我不晓得哈。我也不在意呢 你能不能功成名就
So about your fame
可是他就很在意一点、哦、
But only one thing matters
你能不能爱我女儿爱到一辈子
So you have to love my daughter for the rest of your life
弟兄姊妹我们挑选你的女婿或媳妇的条件就是这样子啊
So that's the criteria we pick our son and daughter-in-law
我们真正目的是希望你能够爱我的女儿或我的儿子一辈子嘛
I hope you can love my son or daughter for the rest of your life.
这是你挑选女婿的目的啊。
So that's the purpose of choosing a son-in-law.
你要挑一个真正爱你女儿的。
To love your daughter.
神挑选我们也有个使命在我们身上啊。
God chose us for a mission.
这是九节末段的。
So it's the same.
要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
So that coming out of the darkness into his spiritual light.
弟兄姊妹，我们要看清楚哦。
So look carefully.
他没有要你去宣扬，主耶稣是怎么样把你从给你什么样的神迹哦。
They want to share your testimony.
他没有说，你信了主之后呢，本来不赚钱，突然赚了几百万哦。
So there's no prosperity theology.
他也没有强调说，你要去跟他讲说，有一天你生病了，一祷告，不仅生病好了，还年轻十岁哦。
Or healing ministry.
他是要我们做什么事
？So what do God want us to do？
召我们出黑暗
，So proclaim
奇妙光明者的美德
，Proclaim us out of darkness into His magical light。
这个美德英文叫 excellencies。
So in English called excellency。
那其实这个 excellencies， 大家会想就说，既然是他美德，一定是主耶稣有大能呐、啊，他是良善的啦、啊，他是什么的这些美德哈、啊。
So we talk about the merits of God.
所以我们喜欢用圣经的道理来讲，你认识神是什么样的神吗？主是什么样的主吗
？We like to quote Bible. What kind of God?
这里的美的 excellency 真正的意思
？What's the true meaning about excellency?
是你这个人真的经历到主耶稣基督
？Were you really into God?
你从心里面由衷的说出你对他的欣赏。
From the bottom of your heart, how you appreciate him.
所以你今天问我，我的岳父岳母是怎么样的一个人
？So how do my mother and father-in-law?
我这么多年跟他们这样子交往下来之后
，So I interact with him for over years.
我敢跟弟兄姊妹讲
，I can tell you for sure.
我岳母是这一生中影响我最大的人物之一。
So actually, mother-in-law is the most influential person in my life.
那岳父对我来讲还是有点距离。
So, but my father-in-law is a different story.
都是男的嘛。
Yeah, because of man to man.
不过我知道他很爱他的女儿。
But I know he loves his daughter.
有一天啊，你们知道我们做一个传道人哈。
So as a missionary.
礼拜一是我休息的时间嘛。
So Monday is the time for me to rest.
礼拜天讲到了，所以礼拜一我们就是这是我们的安息日哈。
So actually, for a preacher, Monday is a date of rest.
今天讲长一点，占用大家一点时间哈。
So we have time to share more.
那我知道我在 Richmond 温哥华那里嘛。
So I was shepherding a church in Richmond, Canada.
所以我住一个很小的公寓。
So I live in a small apartment.
可是那个礼拜一早上，我最喜欢做的事情哈。
So the favorite thing for me Monday morning.
我喜欢喝咖啡。
I like to drink coffee.
我是用那个意大利的，不晓得 Italian coffee maker， 意大利的煮咖啡的，那不晓得你们知不知道哈？它是下面有一个装水的。那你把它咖啡放在上面，就上面有个它会蒸汽，然后会出来的，那倒出来那个哈，比较这样形容不巧，你们知不知道？
那、so、
是意大利人煮咖啡煮 espresso 的那个那个用具哈。
I like to drink espresso like a steaming machine from Italy.
Yeah, 那我就先煮一壶咖啡。
So I brew a pot of coffee.
那咖啡味道出来之后
，So when I smelled it，
我觉得我整个人就放松了。
So then I relax.
那我会在我的书桌啊，就是放了一开始放我今天要读的一些书。
Then I start to reading.
那我有一个很大的一个落地窗。
So I have a giant window, right? So I can look out.
所以我就咖啡放在桌上了。
So I had a cup of coffee.
人就椅子上一坐下来了。
Sat on the chair.
然后我右边一看的时候。
Then look out from my window.
我把那个窗帘一拉开。
That drew the curtain.
很大的一个落地窗嘛。
So there's a giant window.
那就像一幅大的相框一样，画框一样。
Just like a frame.
那2019年，我是六月到温哥华那个到教会服事的。
So I started serving there June
2019. 十月开始下小雪。
So there sprinkled some snow in October.
我看那小雪一下来的时候啊。
When I saw the snowflakes.
我在那边喝咖啡。
I drank my coffee.
看那个小雪下来。
And watching the snow fall.
我就在那边宣扬那招我出黑暗入奇妙光明者的。
So that's why I proclaim out of the darkness into His excellence.
因为我看到他创造了这个宇宙是多么的美丽啊。
And I saw the wonder of the universe He created.
一个在那边一个人在那边的一个传道人。
So I'm alone there shepherding a church.
我没有钱住那种大房子。
I can't live in a big house.
没有钱买那个大画的那个东西。
I cannot buy the expensive painting.
可是我有一个大的落地窗。
But looking out from a big window.
我只要把那个窗帘一拉开。
Open the curtain.
我所享受的。
What I can enjoy.
不输于 Bill Gates.
So I don't think anything less than Bill Gates.
不输于马斯克呢。
So not less than Elon Musk.
你们懂我的意思吗？
You know what I meant.
所以弟兄姊妹，
你享
受的神，
So the God.
只要你懂得去享受它，
You know how to enjoy the presence of God.
什么地方你都可以享受它。
So you can enjoy Him anywhere.
你真正享受它的时候，
When you truly enjoy God,
你会从你内心发出赞美他的名字。
So you will praise Him from the bottom of your heart.
所以每次我一看那个美景的时候。
So when I see the beautiful scenery,
我的赞美就是这样子。
The praise starting from my heart.
主，我感谢你。
I thank you.
我感谢你，你是拣选我的那一位。
So I thank you, choose me.
感谢你，我是被拣选的族类。
I thank you that I'm chosen.
我是有君尊的祭司。
So I'm a royal priesthood.
我感谢你，我是在你的圣洁国度的子民。
So a member of your holy kingdom.
感谢你，我是属神的子民。
So I'm children of God.
每次我念这一段的时候
，Every time I read this verse，
你不晓得我里面对神有多大的赞美。
So I had tremendous praise to God.
弟兄姊妹
，Dear brother and sister，
这就是我们的所事。
So this is our being.
我们的定命。
So that's our destiny.
和我们的使命。
And our mission.
我们的所事是我们是被拣选的族类。
So we are the chosen people.
我们定命是，我们是有君尊的祭司，我们是圣洁的国度，我们也是属神的子民。
So destiny, we are the royal priesthood, a holy kingdom.
我们一生的使命就是要宣召 宣扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的名的。
So our mission is proclaimed that we are out of the darkness into the excellence of His light.
我们就好好的享受神。
So we need to enjoy God.
进入耶稣基督。
Enter Christ.
你就很自然的会宣扬他的美德了。
Of course, you will proclaim His excellency.
啊，这是我今天的负担。
So this is my burden.
啊，我们来祷告来。
So let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
愿你的话语在我们里面成为我们一生的一生的光照。
May your word be our light throughout our life.
谢谢你让我们知道我们可以享受您。
Thank you so that we can enjoy you.
可以接近亲近您。
Be close to you.
接受你在我们身上所有的作为。
Accept what you have done for us.
当我们在世上如果遇到困难、有挫折或是打击的时候。
When we encounter difficulty, frustration, or attack, but you comfort us.
我们是被拣选的族类。
We are the chosen people.
我们是有君尊的祭司。
We are the royal priesthood.
我们是圣洁的国度。
So the holy kingdom.
我们更是属神的子民。
And we are children of God.
愿这些话语成为我们生活的实际。
So may this word be practical in our life.
在我们每天的生活里。
In our daily life.
那我们可以经历那召我们出黑暗。
This is our prayer.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.